Good morning. What a dandy day it is this morning.
It's a beauty.
It is Friday, the 5th of April. Joining us this morning, Mr. Miles Slattery. Good morning.
Good morning, Brian. How are you?
Good. Feeling intelligent?
Yeah, I always feel intelligent, whether that's true or not. But
yeah, well, thoughts can be deceiving.
Yes.
All right. You ready for your question here?
Indeed.
Huh. Oh, now, I knew this one. You have a shot at it, possibly. Why do children demand trick-or-treat during Halloween?
I don't know if they demand it. I thought it was more like a question, trick-or-treat.
Well, one way or the other.
Okay. I'm going to say because, I don't know. That's I have no idea. Maybe because people were poor back then and they didn't have any money for a treat, so they gave them the option of a trick or a treat.
Yeah, right. When the Irish introduced Halloween to America, children celebrated with a night of mild vandalism. Their bag of tricks included breaking or soaping windows or overturning outdoor toilets. Okay. Soon they realized that the adults would offer candy or other treats to stop those tricks. Then they offered the homeowner a choice of giving them goodies or suffering the consequences. This mild blackmail came to be known as trick or treat.
So two things on that. I think that's perfect for
I think that was
Irish,
in the days of outhouses.
Yeah, I had no idea that it came from Ireland, but it's also appropriate, seeing as though the...
You're bonding with that, huh?
Well, yes, I am. And the little creeps that have been doing tricks around our community. So it's pretty appropriate.
Is graffiti still a significant issue?
It gets worse than that. The graffiti is like nominal for us nowadays. What goes on now is you have people, and it's not what people think, the community members experiencing homelessness. It's other people that just vandalize to vandalize.
You mean the broken window thing?
I don't know why. I mean, you're talking broken window theory?
No.
Oh.
No, the number of broken windows that have just been all over, and it seems to be concentrated in Eureka.
Well, there's that. It's not just broken windows. I mean, we've had doors broken down. We've had shingles taken off of brand new buildings. We've had...
Shingles? Like roof shingles?
No.
Oh.
Siding.
Okay.
Just for no apparent reason, and it's extremely frustrating.
I would like to think it's all drug related.
It's not. Nope, you'd be wrong. Some yes, some no. The majority that we're dealing with now is no.
Just jerks?
Little creeps, yes.
Kids?
Yep.
Or youngers, I guess.
Yep.
Was it like bragging rights associated with it?
You know,
or
I have
sheer
no
boredom?
Idea. I talk to my kid. My kid's 17, and I talk to him and try and understand the mentality. I mean, knock on wood, I don't believe he's doing this, but I struggle to see I was a little delinquent when I was a kid, and if I was to do something, there would be some sort of financial gain to it, not just to do it to do it.
Yeah. Are there any repercussions?
Oh, yeah. And that's what gets certain parents frustrated when, you know, they act as though they're being, you know, singled out or something like that. Whether it's a, you know, an adult or a juvenile, you know, if it gets past a certain extent of cost, which this was significant, extremely significant.
You're thinking of one in particular, apparently.
Yeah.
You're
There's
saying
plenty
this
of them.
And specific, yeah.
As soon as it gets over a certain limit, we try and go after the full felony charges because we need it to be a deterrent, because if it's not a deterrent, then it just turns into fun and games.
Like $1,000 kind of thing?
I think it's 980 or something.
Okay, so it's the same, right about the same level as the shoplifting.
Yeah.
And so when
we do that, we take into account any equipment we use, charge for that. We take into account any staff we use, and then any materials we need to replace. And I say the most recent rash of this has been, you know, tens of thousands of dollars, not just thousands of dollars.
And this is on city-owned property.
Oh, yeah, it happens.
Not on commercial property. That
well, I'm not saying
privately
I mean,
held.
That happens as well, but what I'm talking about.
But you're referencing.
Yeah.
Any creative language that you can incorporate in the city charter?
Maybe there was a lot. Oh, I thought you were talking about my reaction in creative language. Yeah,
no,
there was a lot
no.
of creative language when I found out about this, I can tell you that.
Schools and well, schools aren't your property. It's obviously
no,
it's
but there's a, you know, there's a, you know, they've been extremely helpful, but, you know, they have, if it's in between the hours of school, there is, right. there, you know, there's some punitive things that can happen because of that, because technically it's their, you know, responsibility to keep them door to door type of thing from so, eight to three or whatever.
Are the buildings being targeted city-owned property specifically, or
it feels,
is it just kind of whatever they feel like whenever it strikes them?
Well, it feels that way. I think that this was particularly a rash of a couple of weeks of it happening, and then we'll have it at other locations too. You know, the you know, Sequoia Park goes through it.
So I was thinking the parks, and you know, that those would be easier targets because there's nobody really there if it's on off hours.
Well, I just want to
Nobody's
say to the
watching.
Community, if people see asshats doing these things, please report it. We have people who are looking at these things and putting it on social media and not calling the police. I mean, that is just...
Really?
I don't know what this world has come to. I've had pictures of a lady walking through Old Town with an axe in their hand, and it shows up on social media, and nobody calls the cops. I don't get it. And, you know, there's this theory that, oh, they don't respond. Yeah, they do respond. Every time they respond. Now, if there's a murder going on or if there's a, you know, a gnarly accident.
Still priority.
They still go and respond to these things. And I would say, you know, multiple asshats beating up and damaging property and people seeing that should not go to social media. It should go to our police force.
So this is...
Sorry, you can
in
tell
the
my creative
of the,
language is a little
no,
bit
you,
when
you,
this first happened.
You weren't that creative, dude. You wouldn't make Phalo or Markley Van Camp. So this is daytime. This is at nighttime, nobody's around, foggy.
Yeah, and even the door kicking thing that was going on wasn't, you know, an early evening thing. Well, you know, prior to
yeah, dark. That'd be an easy way to lose a body part.
Yeah, you know, I think that there's, especially in this day and age, there's a chance for a response that wouldn't be favorable.
Just open the door and let the dog out.
Yeah.
It's 8:19.
Murphy's Markets has everything you need to get through your day the healthy way. From drinks to snacks and everything in between, right now, Amy and Brian coconut water is only $1.99. Brew Dr. Kombucha drinks are also just $1.99. And Annie's homegrown products are $2.49. A 6-ounce Yoplait yogurt is only 79 cents. And don't forget about Chicken of the Sea tuna, 4 for $5. Get a boost for your day by stopping by Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Eureka City Manager Miles Slattery. So how's 2030 coming along?
We are awarding the project on Tuesday, the 19th. 16th, excuse me. So the 16th, it's going to be awarded. We had, I think, 5 bids come
nice
in.
Nice save, by the way, on the 16th.
Yes, it is.
I mean, the calendar's, what, 3 feet away? Yeah.
Well, hey, I wasn't even looking at it.
Good move.
Just vouch for me. I wasn't looking at it.
Uh-huh.
So it is the 16th.
I'll never vouch for you. You know that.
And we had 5 bids, I believe, and 4 or 5. Company out of Reading was the low bid. Came in well, so we were able to do a lot of the additive alternatives, which are basically when you put out a bid, you do a base bid for all the work that you want done, and then, you know.
And then like a wish list kind of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that came in, and so it'll be awarded on the 16th, and then we'll work with the contractor to figure out, you know, timing-wise. I know that it's, you know, we'll start the summer, obviously, but I know that we purchased a restroom/concession stand, and that won't be here until November. So it's likely summer.
You're not stick building it?
No, way too expensive.
Really? So is this like one of those plastic things?
Oh, no.
Or like it's a similar, Home Depot and screw it down?
No,
yeah, the barn thing?
It's
yeah.
similar to, this will become, this particular one will be prefabricated and delivered here. But it's they're similar to the ones that we put in at Sequoia Park. Those are all prefab. Sequoia Park,
oh, okay.
Hammond Park.
So you have some experiences too. With these and they hold up.
Yeah, yeah. Those are Romtech, but this is a different company. But they,
eventually you're going to say Del Norte properly.
I don't think I will.
No. Either that or at your funeral. I'm going to run a tape and we're going to edit it. And it will say Del Norte. So do those structures hold up better?
You know, the Romtech ones, I haven't seen this one. The Romtechs, we have a CMU, a concrete masonry unit, so they're basically the, you know,
they're like
the concrete
blocks. Proverbial brick
yeah.
house?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can get the siding. So while they look completely different, if you look at the one at Sequoia Park, that has the siding on it that's wood. And if you look at the one at Hammond, it still has the CMU. Right.
So you can just face it with whatever you want.
If you wanted to, yeah. Yeah, and it's a little bit more expensive for, you know, some more siding. But I think that they, you know, they're not, like, beautiful or anything, but they are a good canvas. So at Hammond, we...
We don't want beautiful municipal buildings.
No.
Right? There tends to be a dollar sign.
Yeah.
It's a foo-foo.
Yeah, so, but we've, you know, what's good about the CMU ones is you can put murals on the side. So at Hammond, we have the basketball mural on the side.
As contrasted to spray paint?
Well, it is spray paint. It is spray paint. But that one's pretty cool. It has the basketball player on the side right next to the basketball court.
Do those tend to be defaced?
Once
those
we're
are,
done.
Or like the utility
boxes?
It was
one of the best things ever because even myself, you know, it was like, okay, we're going to do these utility boxes. It's, you know, I'm not, don't tell me, it's not like 100%, but the vast majority of them don't get messed with. Same thing with our murals. Like if you look at... Waterfront Drive down between T and the Adorney there, we have that, you know, wall there, and that was tagged, I couldn't tell you how many times.
Oh, yeah, the old retaining wall there for the mills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that, with that artwork there, it's, you know, there is truly...
Like honor among thieves?
There's a true thing to that. It's not a fake theory. It's true. At least we've experienced that.
And so far, nobody's decided to hang off the bridge at the south end of town.
What do you mean, hang off?
Yeah.
We had
what are you going to do?
We had a jumper a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks ago.
Off the Herrick overpass?
No, Samoa.
Oh, yeah. We? You're taking credit for that one?
Excuse me, our community.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, you that or their handprints on the back, right?
No, this one wasn't bad.
Yeah. Oh, fun stuff. So we're going to start to see some of that construction. You know I love Myrtle.
Yeah. Yeah. Myrtle's happening this
summer.
Did
you bring your half track when you came in this morning?
No, I didn't. Myrtle is happening this summer. The big roads that are happening. We just did our capital improvement program. You see how I didn't say CIP?
Good move.
We did our capital improvement program last Tuesday on the 2nd. That was a council meeting. The big roads that are going to be done next year with the Measure H funds are going to be all of Myrtle, basically from, you know, 5th Street all the way up to Harrison. And then all...
Oh, so that goofy thing at 6th Street is going to finally get taken care of?
What's goofy?
I don't know. There's, you know, about a 2-foot square that you guys have had to replace 3 or 4 times this year.
Yeah, and that'll be a part of it.
Keeps kicking out, which tells me there's something underneath it that needs to be addressed.
We got outside of the... Right.
Still Myrtle, dude.
No. I'm talking about when you get on 5th Street, the Caltrans owns a certain portion of right-of-way to the side
over.
Of that, so it may be a little bit, but it'll definitely cover 6. And then we're doing 8th Street south of Harris all the way to the end of the city limits. We're doing all of Harris. So those are the main ones.
So it's like down to a Grant School-ish?
It's a little less than that, but yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And Walnut? No, it's not. What's the...
What?
Anyway, there's a
tree. H or F?
No, H before Oak, there's a an M.
Madrone?
Is it Madrone?
And we pronounce it as Madrone, not Madrone.
I didn't say Madrone.
No, well, you know.
I said Madrone.
Southern California thing.
I believe Madrone is the city limit, but I'm not sure. It's somewhere around there. Yeah. I don't think it goes all the way to Oak.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
And then we can talk about Highland when we return, because Highland's already tore up.
In progress?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
You don't get out much.
Oh, my.
Yeah, it's about time.
Well, I don't hang around. No, normally I have places to go instead of just cruising the,
when we're done,
the entire city. Like some people seem to have the opportunity.
I know
to
you
do
and
so.
Strombeck are big pickleballers, so I'm sure you'll be out at Highland when
it's
done.
No, you got half of the freeze rate. Pickles.
Yeah.
On sandwiches. And cheeseburgers. It's 8:30.
Something big.
Okay, it's a nice ride.
It's going to happen.
Stand by playback.
And now,
live. Real Red Meat Radio.
I keep forgetting I'm president.
This is the Lars Larson Show.
And these kids who come, they become Americans before a lot of Americans become Americans.
Now, here's your host, Lars Larson.
Hey there, it's Lars Larson. Join me for the Lars Larson Show, weeknights 10 to midnight. Honestly provocative talk radio on KINS.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:34. We're back talking shop this morning with Miles Slattery. So, okay, you teased Highland Park, which sounds like there must be something going on there other than people tearing it up. Well, people tearing it up without authorization to tear it up.
Exactly.
How's that?
So it is getting torn up. So this is like, I think we've talked about this on the show before. The Highland Park has been priority for me, ever, but dating back to when I was in Parks and Rec and Community Services trying to get that park renovated. It is in an area where it has the highest concentration of K through 6 kids.
And it's an area that's often ignored.
Yes, and it's so been the deferred
nice
maintenance
setup.
There is, to be honest with you, embarrassing. So
are those roads going to get paved also?
What's that?
Are those roads on your pavement plan?
We
the
did.
Ones around Highland?
We did. What's in Highland? There's another one that people go. People got mad because we did it, and people are driving faster now. And I forget which road it is.
Oh, really?
It may have been McCullen's, yeah. But anyway, let's stick to the park here.
Speed table, baby.
Yes. People, public safety doesn't like that. But anyway.
So what?
So we never had it. So we went for grant funding. You know, we've always been successful in Parks and Rec and Community Services getting grant funding. And because of the Fort Humboldt, it hasn't had the competitiveness for state and federal grants because
it's, just proximity.
Yeah, because they part of the ranking is whether it's park deficient in that area, and because Fort Humboldt, I believe, is 3 acres. I don't know how big it is, but it's big, and it's in close proximity. That doesn't qualify for the park deficiency. So anyway, regardless of that,
even though the amenities are totally different.
Well, the fact they even call Fort Humboldt a park is disturbing to me, but
well, that's where the headquarters are for the
yeah.
You know, so
I would say it's more offices than anything, but either way, they count it as a park. So we've never been able to garner the money. Thanks to Measure H, we were able to set aside over $1 million to make this project happen. And so we've ordered another restroom concession area, very similar to what Hammond Park has. We've torn down the old restroom concession area, so that's going to get replaced. New playground equipment, all of the trails within the park will be resurfaced. All of the tennis courts will be tore up and resurfaced and restriped. And when we restripe it, it'll be still be the 4 tennis courts, but also have 8 pickleball courts striped on there as well. And then all of the fencing around the tennis courts and the majority of the ball field will be redone. So it's a big project and a
you're
long
gonna, like,
time
You're going to
like
barbecue coming. Pits and that kind of stuff?
I don't know if fire would really like barbecue pits, but
well, yeah,
I think that
picnic
it's,
area, I guess,
yeah,
might
there'll
be,
picnic
way
areas,
to say it.
Yeah, and we'll have rental capabilities there because you know before we didn't really do it. The one thing
can you rent a park?
It's amazing. Yeah, it's dirt cheap, $55 for 3 hours.
You get the whole park.
Certain areas that you can get all of Carson, you can get you know the kind of upper. You know, barbecue / area at Sequoia Park. We've split up Sequoia Park. You can do the kind of barbecue area with the concession stand, or you can do the gazebo, or you can do Windstorm Meadows. So all of those are
what?
Rentable.
What was the last one?
Windstorm Meadows? Come on, old man.
Is that where all the trees fell over?
That's why they call it Windstorm Meadows, yeah.
You know, it's the duck pond. It's the road to
the
duck pond.
Oh, and that's another good thing. I want to thank Mercer Frazier, Justin, and Mark Benzinger. We have a culvert failing, leaving the duck park and pond. So I don't know, whoever, there's a lot of people I'm sure listening who go down there and wondering what's going on. Huge sinkhole occurred. We had to do an emergency repair.
Not in the pond.
Just downstream of the pond where it goes out into Barton Slough. That whole part of the parking lot turned into a sinkhole. It's pretty impressive.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
No, that would have been fun to see.
It's tore up now, but thank you, Mark and Justin. They're taking care of that. And then we're going to fix the road at the same time, going from the duck pond up to O Street. Yeah, and so that's going to get taken out. And not taken out, but resurfaced and replaced. So then there will be vehicular access down to the duck pond once again in the near future.
Did that stop? Or just the construction project?
There was a lot of things. The road is failing, so that was an issue. And then prior to that, we had a massive tree fall that we had to deal. It took us months to deal with.
You mean so you had like windstorm, plateau, flat, whatever, two?
It was just one big one. Oh. And then and coincidentally, we just had two huge firs fall into the duck pond recently. So thank you to Justin and Mark once again for yanking those out of the...
You able to haul those off, have them milled and do something with them?
Well, they had to get pulled out, and then we're bucking them up now.
Like for the fencing or something like that?
We don't usually use duck fir, but either way...
not the fir. I would say if it was a redwood.
Yeah, we would. We would try to... We typically get CCCs, and then they do that split rail so that we can place the fence.
Right. Yeah. Maybe shore those things up a little bit.
Yeah.
Huh. So the road is going to be on the same footprint as it is currently?
Yeah, it'll be the same. Yeah, there's an undercut happening partially up the road, and so that's going to get fixed, and then the road's going to get resurfaced.
So for those that walk it for...
So we,
health purposes,
it'll
still be
folks,
there, huh?
Well, we encourage folks. We did create a trail off of the road because that is dangerous. We don't want to encourage people to walk on the road. On the trail down, we have a trail that goes down that's off of the road now. You haven't been to the Sequoia Park in a while.
3 months.
Well, that trail's been there for close
to... Not the one that goes straight down like bonsai.
No. It's a switchback.
No, I guess not.
Okay, well, you can see...
Because the road switches back, too.
Well, I know. It's similar. It follows a similar alignment to the road, but it there's a trail now that goes...
And if you're not listening to your eye blank, you can hear a car coming.
Yeah.
Or bicycles.
Well, there's people that don't have very good hearing. And there's electric vehicles now that even you couldn't hear.
Oh, well, they don't belong on there.
But yes,
their non-carbon footprint is disturbing for some of us.
Yes, yeah. Highland Park is going to be great. It's something that I definitely wanted to see happen before I left the city. And
by August,
great to see it happen. It'll be done by June.
Oh no, I meant you leaving.
Thank you, Dave and Pat. Oh, that'll happen sooner than that.
Gotcha.
But thank you, Dave and Pat Hooven. So Hooven's working on Highland Park right now.
Oh, cool. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:41.
Hearty and healthy foods are abundant at Murphy's Markets. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Chuck Roast is now $5.99 a pound. USDA Choice New York Strip Steak, $15.99 a pound. And USDA Grade A Boneless Skinless Chicken Thighs are only $3.99 a pound. Complement this with a Greek salad, now just $7.99 a pound, topped with Kraft salad dressing for only $3.75 for a 16-ounce bottle. Murphy's Markets, more than a grocer, your neighbor since 1971.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time is 8:46. We're back talking shop this morning with Miles Slattery. You ready for bulb outs, baby?
I can't wait for
bulb outs. All right. I was at the intersection where probably most people aren't familiar with Harrison F., but let's say Fresh Freeze.
I'm super experienced with that. I go to the golf course.
Yeah.
I typically take
People don't know letters. They don't know numbers. They don't know, but they know...
Fresh
businesses,
freeze.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So there's the one that was there, and I'm sitting in the rig waiting to take a left-hand turn. And I noticed the top of that kickout already had three different chips off of the top of it, and rubber marks all through it. So I've been talking to folks, and some are aggressive, and some are less aggressive about the bull bounce. How do you guys know if it's working? I mean, certainly lawsuits and injuries and things. You know, I've A couple guys have ridden bikes into it and broken body parts. And okay, so you've got that element. But how do you know if this stuff is working or not? Is it just speed, or is it measured by complaints?
So
or
it's two things.
What matrix?
It's trying to slow people down, obviously. The other thing is for pedestrian safety because, you know, common sense tells me, which some people disagree with, that a shorter distance to go through a roadway is safer than a longer distance.
And there were incidents of pedestrian collisions?
I mean, I couldn't give you the numbers specifically there. I would assure you that at that
Well, not just that one location, but in general.
In general, those roadways, H&I, I can tell you what's really odd to me is the people who don't like the bull bouts are also the same people that complain the most about the speeds on H&I Street. And I can tell you
so it's like neighbors?
The majority of the people that actually live on H&I Street that have responded to me, and Patty, this doesn't mean that they talk all to me, but the majority of the people that live in it are in favor of those because of the speed limits and the people are going there. They can't wait until it turns into two lanes because when you have three lanes, you have the ability to zigzag in and out of traffic and do...
You haven't driven the speed corridor lately then.
Yeah.
Two lanes?
No, I drive
Zigzag
fast.
Still
I'm
happens, baby.
No, I drive fast myself. I'm just saying that when you have that, the opportunity to do that is much less. I mean, I've been on the safety corridor when it's two lanes, and there are people who are concerned about that and will be vigilantes and drive exactly the same speed as the person next to them to avoid that from running. That can't happen when you're in three lanes, you know. And
you mean the blockade concept?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which happens often.
Do most of the folks on H&I, they have alleys?
Yeah.
Do they park on the alleys or do they park on the street? I'm just wondering if they're using...
Well, they wouldn't be parking in the alley. They
well,
would
in
be
the garage,
at,
off the alley.
Yeah, or something like that. I mean, when I drive down there, I walk that road every single day, two, three times a day.
Yeah, I know. You get lost.
And I so, yeah, I do. Because I don't live in Eureka. Right. Of course. So I just walk around randomly and try and find a home that I can go
That's
into.
That's right, right.
But
or City Park.
Yeah, or Carson Lodge. But, you know, I do see vehicles, but it's not like there's a vehicle for every home. I would say, you know, less than 50% of them have cars parked out in front.
You know? I think everybody who kind of has triple-digit IQ would be in favor of traffic in front of their house going slower.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a given.
Yeah.
When you go from three lanes to two, and you know there's going to be significant blowback. By a lot of folks.
It's already happened.
Well, wait till it happens.
Oh, yeah.
How are you going to know, whoops, so we take it back to three?
Well, no, we do speed surveys on all of our roads, and so we'll have data to support whether it's
But community reaction, community response, that doesn't, I know that's not one of the three E's because you'd have to have a C in there somewhere.
No, so H&I specifically went through an inordinate amount of public input. And process.
Yeah. Right.
There was at least a year of walking surveys, of reaching out to Eureka City Schools.
You did your background work.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's where that came from.
But now implementation
to revert
of it.
Back to that, I would say it's nearly impossible. I would say if that was the case, what it would do, it would take our council to say that this is so bad and so not working that we are going to, so let's say we wanted to do that. Say that happened.
They can't just say whoops.
So no, let's just say what happened. You know what you're going to cost, so let me get to that. So let's say that just happened. Elected officials decided, you know what, this is a stupid idea. We want to revert it, okay? So staff would go back to council and say, okay, we have $2.5 million going towards these roads that are a priority within our capital improvement program, and this is where we want to do it. So if this is what you choose to do, council, then these roads are not going to be done that year, and we're going to go back and redo this.
And so, that's just for restriping?
Oh, no, because the problem that we have
Two to three.
Well, from two to three, and I, you know, people can disagree with me, and that's fine. But when we go to from three to two lanes, what's going to make it so much more navigable is the fact that there's going to be a bike lane on, so if you're going on southbound H, right, and you're heading south on H, and you're making those left-hand turns, there is going to be a 10-foot-wide bike lane with a buffer there. So those people who are complaining about, excuse me, on the right-hand side, there'll be a 10-foot-wide bike lane with a buffer there. So people who are complaining about those turning actions that are so tight, it's going to make it a lot easier. It's going to make it so that you have a much more room to make that turn and not have to cut so tight. So that will make it a lot better, and it'll be the same thing on I Street going the other way.
With the modeling, does that permit...
And it's the same. And so
people not to cross the center lane in the two lane, H at Booner.
Yeah.
Okay. I tried to make that turn earlier this week. I was halfway into the other lane.
And you're making a right onto
Booner. Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. When you do that, you won't have to go into that other lane at all. You'll have.
I did anyway.
Well, I know, but
because there was nobody there.
Because you couldn't be in the middle lane.
Okay.
If you were in the middle lane, you could make that turn and cut that corner.
Now, if I'm a commercial...
And if you're making a left-hand turn, you don't have that problem.
Yeah,
obviously.
You don't. Unless there's somebody waiting to cross the intersection
then you're
back in
the same boat. Supposed to wait until they get out of the intersection, Brian.
Yeah. And the 10 cars behind me. What about the commercial rigs? You know, are there main thoroughfares that will exist? I know when E Street put in the four-way at Booner and E, things changed, and they're not used by the commercial rigs anymore.
Well, commercial rigs, especially...
the larger size.
But that's what I'm saying. Those commercial rigs will be able to make these turning movements when you have the bike lane in and go left or right. There's plenty of room to do that.
So if folks do have comment after the changes, do they talk to the council? Talk to you.
They can call me,
707-599-2053,
or they can call Public Works, or they can talk to their council member. I mean, at this point, if they really want, now if it's a complaint and there's a claim to be made, that would
That's
be
different.
Filed online, and you would talk to our city clerk and file a claim. If there's just a complaint, then that would either come to me or to council or Public Works, whatever.
I'm sure we'll figure it out.
Yes.
Thanks for coming by, bud. Enjoy the parks.
All right.
See everybody on Monday.